Presley with Martin Besser.
We're hanging with Arnold Fosler. There's news of a brilliant new series coming to South Africa to Netflix shot. Jy sê dit het geskiet in Pretoria?
Ja, ja, ons Beautiful. Het alles geskiet in Pretoria. Die reeks speel af in Pretoria. Nice. Dan Ludik het 'n groot meubelwinkel in Pretoria en die res van Afrika.
Oh.
But it, Pretoria is definitely a star of the show, ja.
Jy net het van die lig af gepraat. Ek sien het is a, it's a bit of a trend I see. A lot of actors that have done movies and series return to stage. Is it like returning to the roots? That's the original toughest form. Because there's no yelling cut.
No.
Or you know, retake or take two or three. It's all live.
Yeah.
If you've done stage work, it's petrifying.
Yeah, it's all live and it's all you. There is no cut. There's no safety net. And yeah, the people love going back to it. And I've been fortunate enough to work with a few good ones on stage. And it's great to see them close up doing their thing.
This is Al Pacino.
Yeah, yeah. I was in Salome on Broadway.
Imagine watching him on stage.
What's interesting about him is hy stel meer belang in rehearsal as performance.
What?
So he would rather rehearse for 5 months.
Okay.
Normally you only have 4 or 5 weeks and then you open. But he would love to rehearse for 4 or 5 maanden and then do the show for a week and then close. And then rehearse for 2 months and then do the show for 4 or 5 days and then rehearse.
Wow.
Yeah. Hy stel so belang in rehearsal en alles wat om hom aangaan. I remember one night on stage, you could see his eyes. He wasn't Al Pacino. He was King Herod. He was gone. The real guy was gone. En op 'n stadium kom iemand op 'n konkubine kom op met 'n bord vrugte, want hy sê bring me ripe fruits. En dan 'n paar minute later kom iemand op met 'n bord vrugte en toe sy die vrugte neersit, ons het doen die ding nou al 2 maande lank, maar daai aan toe sy die vrugte neersit, he grabbed her arm and he said, "Who are you? How can you get so close to the king?" This is all improvised because he was so in the moment. Yeah, he was like, she could poison me. Who's this woman bringing me fruit?
What?
That just occurred to him in that moment because he was in it.
Yes.
And almal van ons sit op die verhoog en ons skrik, want wat gaan ons nou doen? Who's going to say what next? He's off the script. And luckily, his leading lady, who was the queen, said, no, you know her. She's been working for us and you can eat the fruits. No one's going to poison you. And then she sort of ushered off. But you could see Al was, he was so in it. Yeah, and it's amazing.
Imagine being that girl.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not here for that. I did not sign up.
Yeah. I did not sign up for this.
Wow. I saw Jim Carrey do that with Andy Kaufman character. Kind of went really deep.
Yeah. I can imagine. So when you guys... excuse me vir al die dom vrae nou, maar wanneer julle nou op 'n movie set ingaan en jy werk met al die mense wat nou obviously it's all lots of paperwork and you know some people with egos, I'm guessing, and so is it a bad thing if they go off script? Do you do work with some people that we think are amazing but they're tough to work with because they don't make it easy for you? Do some of these big actors make it easier or harder for you when you just started there?
The best ones or the biggest ones tend to make it easier for you.
Oh, well,
you know,
there you go.
But it's sort of the mid-level ones that are up and coming and they tend to make it harder. Sometimes they just flat out intimidated by you and they think you're some sort of competition.
Really?
Which is weird.
Do they chirp you?
Ja, dit gebeur baie keer. En dis weird. Dis gewoonlik die manlike akteurs en hulle klaar die rol, hulle is die hoofrol, hulle maak die geld, hulle die bloody hoofrol klaar geskoor en dan kom jy nou daar werk 'n paar weke en dan they sort of, you know, they try and put you down somehow because they're intimidated by you. And it's just a strange thing to see. You're like, what's your story, oh?
What's the worst thing anyone has ever said to you on a movie set?
The worst thing anyone ever said to me on a movie set was in Hard Target, Jean-Claude Van Damme. I just finished a scene with him and had never met him. And he came over right after we finished the scene because the crew applauded me. And he came over to me and he said, "Who are you?" And I said, "I'm Arnold Fosler and I'm playing the bad guy. I'm here to make a good movie with you." And he said, "No, no, no." He says, "You go back to South Africa. You never make it in Hollywood."
Oh! Jean-Claude Van Damme, he's like such a nice guy.
What a
no.
burn.
Oh, no.
I cannot.
Yeah. Can you
actually go? Yeah, so whether he was intimidated or whether he was, you know, joking in his way, I still don't know, and I don't care.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing, which means you made your mark on that set. That
yeah, he's ons nou 30 jaar later, and exactly. Ek is a lead in a Netflix reeks, and ek weet nie waar hy is.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And there's got to be something said for longevity in Hollywood rather than being the brightest star.
And for the record, as jy luister, okay, in Afrikaans, if you're listening, we're not going to invite you to the show.
Yeah. Don't walk through it.
With Martin Bester.